At the top of the meeting, the Planning and Zoning Commission presented a series of maps drawn up by Russian settlers in the early 1800s. In tiny ink boxes, you can see the footprint of Sitka's earliest homes and businesses. The presentation was intended to acquaint the 50 or so Sitkans in the audience with the early history of land use. But for some in the audience, it also touched a nerve.
Out of respect for the Thinkit people and the land of which you are speaking on Chikakwan, at every moment, at every time, you are a guest here.
Paulette Moreno is the president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. She then drew attention to a chapter of the plan, last updated in 2007.
We are referred to as ethnic diversity and Native issues. Words are very important. I don't consider myself or the people that walk amongst me or even any of our neighbors as issues.
Moreno was not alone in challenging the commission to tread with sensitivity as they revised the comprehensive plan. Flanking her on either side were tribal leaders and citizens. They took up the entire first row. They also talked about Sitka as Tlingit land and how Alaskan natives have been ostracized, both physically and politically, from the development process time and again. Joy Wood is an officer with ANS.
A lot of the natives just clam up as soon as they see a white person with a piece of paper. I mean, I'm a notary public, and there are some natives that no matter how hard I try, I cannot get them to sign their name on papers because they are traumatized.
Scott Saline said some of that trauma is more recent. He criticized a past planning commission for failing to install adequate drainage on Caguantan Street, thus damaging a clan house. Saline lives on nearby Catlian Street, where the Tlingit set up a village segregated from the Russian side of town.
The property that I own in Indian Village, once I've studied how I've been able to buy that, I'm ashamed that I have that, that I have learned how that paperwork and, you know, good faith being taken advantage of. And then, you know, that is the culture of resistance to where, you know, what the grandfather struggles to forget, the grandson fights to remember.
Culture, history, trauma. Those aren't words you'd expect to hear at a land use meeting, but they illustrate how complex and fraught the conversation is around land use in Sitka. During a break in the public testimony, I asked Megan Bozak, Planning and Community Development Director, whether this surprised her.
Did you ever see yourselves as accountable for addressing trauma and providing healing? Those are very different orders than creating a land use plan.
Yeah, very different than planning, but I think in the end, it's a part of our community, and that's what we're charged with doing. We feel honored to be able to provide that service.
And in many ways, Bozak said, candid public testimony is exactly what the Planning Commission wants.
These meetings will not just be held at the library. We plan to have one at the Senior Center. We plan to have one at A&B Hall. We plan to go around town to really highlight different groups and make sure that their voices are a part of this plan.
A plan to guide a rapidly changing Sitka. In the zoning code of the 1970s, housing lots were 4,000 square feet. Now they're 8,000 square feet, which a handful of participants, like Michelle Putz, criticized as being too big and too expensive.
And so I really want to see us working towards smaller lots and more options to develop small housing on existing lots to make housing more affordable so that all of us can live here.
With conversation flowing, the meeting was also a staging ground for various groups and individuals to pitch development ideas, like creating agricultural zones, particularly in land deemed unsafe for housing, building a new low-cost trailer court or higher-density properties, and adapting roads to be safer for walkers and bicyclists. There's a lot that's possible in Sitka, but the challenges posed by precedent, by history, are there too. Nancy Yaw Davis complimented the commission for trying to reconcile the two.
Part of what you're working towards is a fuller awareness and validation of what green matters. So as you move into neighborhoods, you turn to the history, each of those lots, each section of Sitka.
The Planning and Zoning Commission hopes to finalize the revised comprehensive plan by the spring of next year, and they're dedicating the first Tuesday meeting of every month to that project. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.